Buffett rule is going to a vote in the Senate on Monday, and President Obama used his weekly address this morning as a final push to gather support. Take a listen.
This trickle-down experiment before, it doesn't work. And middle-class families have seen too much of their security eroded over the past few decades for us to tell them they're going to have to do more because the wealthiest Americans are going to do less. We can't stop investing in the things that will help grow our economy and create jobs. Things like education, research, new sources of energy, just so folks like me can get another tax cut.
The measure has become a hot-button issue among lawmakers, with Republicans accusing President Obama of class warfare, while the White House paints the opposing Ryan budget plan and Bush tax cuts as social Darwinism. Join me now is Matt Welsh, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. Matt, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to show you this. A Gallup just releasing a new poll. You've probably seen these numbers before, where the majority of Americans do support the Buffett rule, 60% to 37%. You can see Republicans 43 to 54, 11% on the other side, and independents, a key voting block here, almost doubling on the favor side. So why are Republicans behind this? Let's focus on that top line there. When most adults, 6 out of 10 here, do support this rule.
Well, 6 out of 10 is a slight majority there, but it's because of their own set of interest group politics say that they will never support tax cuts ever, even though they'll support the growth of government. You know, the Buffett rule, if enacted, is going to raise, according to the best case scenario, $47 billion of new tax revenue in 10 years. Right? We spend that much money in a half a day in the federal government.
So you're saying it's not that, it's incremental is what you're saying?
It's not just incremental, it's completely insignificant statistically going forward.
It is. But shouldn't it be fair for all Americans that we look at the 1% as well as the 99%?
What does that even mean? I mean, shouldn't it be fair for all Americans? The baseline thing is that when Bill Clinton left office, the federal budget was $1.8 trillion. Barack Obama's first budget was $3.6 trillion. The guy in between hiked those budgets up, George W. Bush.
I've got a chart for you
doubled,
here, Matt.
We've doubled the cost of the federal government.
Right.
And the question is, how are you going to justify that is the ultimate thing.
Okay, so joint committee here from the Tax Policy Center. This is the graph right here. Revenue raisers, if you look very closely here, the Buffett rule, $265 billion over the course of 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's statistically insignificant. I mean, that's not actually what the Obama administration is touting as the amount that it's going to raise. But ultimately, that's not the issue. The issue that we're facing right now
is... But every little bit counts, doesn't it, Matt?
Sure, every little bit counts. But what I would like the president to do is to make a proactive case for this government is what we need. We need $3.8 trillion every year as a minimum threshold. We need to go to historically unprecedented levels of GDP. We're going to spend 25% of GDP on government forever because we're getting twice as much government as we did 10 years ago. That is important to do. But he's not making that case. He's making a 99% case, a fair share case. It's an emotional appeal in an election year. He's not making the proactive case for big government right now, and that is
well,
what
I'm going to talk to your point there, because $4.5 trillion, if you let all the Bush tax cuts expire, that addresses the question that you've got. Why not do that?
I think what you need to do is actually cut defense or military spending. You need to address the fact that the Medicare and the entitlement state right now is unsustainable.
Cutting defense. They're already cutting defense.
They're not cutting defense. They're cutting the projected growth rate of military spending by this much. They're not at all cutting military spending in this budget. No one on right now, despite the fact that everyone thinks that we're in this sort of a terrible cutting down of the bone moment, no one is actually talking about cutting the size of government.
You know this is tough because so many citizens, voters across the country look at this issue and say they've got $1 trillion sitting on, at least businesses do, and their taxes might be affected by this, as well as entrepreneurs that are in this space. They would be affected by that, and why not go for it? But Matt, thank you so much for your time
today.
And we'll have more on this, of course, later on today right here on MSNBC. Now,